Speaker 1.
So I come from the west coast of Scotland, from a city called Glasgow. We speak a west coast dialect there. We definitely speak better English than the north and the south of England and the Americans. Our English is definitely the nicest and most popular way to speak.
Speaker 2.
My name's Harriet, I'm from southwest London, and lots of my friends tell me that I don't have an accent. They think I'm accentless. In England there are lots of different accents, well, even more in the British Isles and the UK. My favourite accent is Southern Irish, because it's quite a soft accent and it sounds like almost like you're singing. It's quite a contrast to Northern Irish, which is a lot more harsh. People today in London often all speak horribly, I think. They drop their T's and say words like water or what instead of water and what. This is so they fit in with their friends. It's all influenced by people on the TV like Jamie Oliver.
Speaker 3.
I come from Madagascar, where I attended a French school and learned English since the age of 10. Now, I would say that I surely have some kind of accent, but the kind of English I'm speaking is more related to or closer to the American accent. British English is still the English, the original, but to say that British English should be the only one doesn't suffice anymore, because you have Australia, you have America, so I think we should be able to keep with the changes, and we have to realize that America is the biggest power in the world, so understanding and speaking the American way, I think, is very important as well.
Speaker 4.
I'm from the Republic of Ireland, and I guess we speak in mostly British English, although we speak a lot of American English as well. As for which is the most important, I think they're both very important, because on one hand you have a lot of MTV, which kids, teenagers will look at and enjoy, and that's obviously American, but there's also a lot of very good programs in English, and of course there's a lot of sporting events which take place on Sky and things like that, which are very much British English, like, because I think English football is very popular with amongst young teenagers today.
Speaker 5.
Okay, I am from Boston, Massachusetts, in the United States, so I speak American English. But as far as other Englishes go, I work with a Scottish guy that I can't understand. It's a very difficult accent. As far as teaching English as a second language, it's funny. I joke around with my friends, but I actually talking to students and former students, I think the stress should be on American English, because if you think about it, American English sort of evolved from all these foreigners coming over and adopting the British English.